It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 31st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Italians have an affectionate greeting that loosely translates to, "Look who's come back from the dead." The phrase comes to mind at first viewing of the new BlackBerry smartphone. The Canadian company that makes the BlackBerry is trying to reverse its downward spiral with a completely new operating system on some new iPhone-like devices. Marketplace's tech producer Ben Johnson was at the New York unveiling and got one to test. So we opened the box, hit the power button, and...
it's missing a battery.
There must be a battery in here somewhere. Come on. Did it say battery's not included on the front? Let's see.
No battery.
Okay. You saw it at least demonstrated. What stood out for you with this new operating system?
Many people are probably familiar with BlackBerry Messenger, or BBM. That's the messaging service that BlackBerry has used. But it's now got a very souped-up version of this. So you can actually video chat. And interestingly, you can share screens. So you and I can video chat. And I can also press a button that will share my screen with your screen, and it allows me to surf the web. I can scroll through photos. I can, you know, look at websites, look at Twitter, look at basically anything on my phone, and it will share that screen with your screen, which I think is kind of interesting.
Now, none of this will matter if there are not enough apps you can download to rival some of the competing ones you can get via Apple or Android.
They made a big deal about showing everybody just how much developers loved BlackBerry 10. And they brought up Marty Malik from the company to talk about just how many apps they have.
We already have over 70,000 applications.
70,000 sounds like a lot, but it may not be much compared to some of the other players in the game like Android and Apple here.
Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Facebook is working with an organization called SAVE to develop best practices for suicide prevention. In a statement, the social media company said there's, quote, a unique opportunity to provide the right resources to our users in distress when and where they need them most. Tom Lenoble no longer works for Facebook, but a few years ago, he led its collaboration with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Back in the early days, people would either report to us that someone was in danger, or perhaps someone would reach out to us. So we would do the best to work with the Suicide Prevention Center, primarily myself in the beginning, and then it grew to a team reporting things and walking that fine dance of giving them information where they could help somebody but not crossing the line of giving them too much information that wasn't fair or appropriate about other individuals or even that person.
Were you left with a sense that social media might be a useful tool in trying to get to people before it's too late?
I actually think social media is the tool of trying to get people, especially in the demographics back then that were on Facebook. The younger you are, the more those are the tools in the way you communicate.
SAVE would like Facebook to study the postings of people who went on to harm themselves. And before we go, the Pentagon wants to scan the brains of puppies. According to Britain's Daily Mail, the idea is to learn how to use MRI scans to figure out which dogs would be the best recruits and to use real-time neural imaging to help train them. The U.S. military uses dogs for all sorts of duty, including bomb sniffing. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.